1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhaus. Good morning. Happy Friday. Hopefully your weekend is off to a great start. Mine is super freaking sore. I'm sure I will be talking about this a lot more next week when Nick from Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness comes into the studio and hangs out with us for our Rocker Big Picks of the Week on Tuesday. But I started my training with Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness yesterday, and we went to the gym. And we had LaVon on a couple of weeks ago to join us for our big picks. And this dude put me through the frickin' ringer. And you know what? He didn't even like work my ass off necessarily. I was just working off areas of my body, like for strength training that I normally don't do because I'm more of a cardio person, but cardio isn't my problem. Like cardio is totally fine. Legs are, you know, super solid. But I'm a little bit rotund in the belly area. So we got to get that core strength in to drop some of that weight down. And I mean, dude's having me do squats, push-ups, sit-ups, crunches. And I'm just like, I'm telling you, like 40 minutes in, I'm drenched in sweat. It was a great workout, but man, this is definitely going to be tough. My body is definitely feeling it today. I've got no gripes with the former house owners, that owned the house before I did, but the fact that the breaker on the jacuzzi bathtub went out, and the fuse is like dead and I got to replace it and it's not there for me. I'm harboring a little anger towards them because I really could have used that yesterday. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhaus. So I recently discovered that there's a meeting in Mattawan. The village of Mattawan has announced they're going to be hosting a meeting on Monday regarding a new gas station that might be making its way into downtown Mattawan. The thing is, it's not just a gas station. It's a huge travel plaza. It's like a huge truck stop. It's really well known. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, you can get the info on this meeting and where it's going to be taking place and how you can be involved. It's all around Casey's Travel Plaza or Casey's Truck Stop. And this is real. I believe it started in Iowa, but now they're proposing it come to Mattawan, which is kind of crazy because Mattawan already has like four gas stations already. And it already has a few truck stops as well. I believe there's two truck stops right there off of I-94 and exit 66, but they're proposing bringing this truck stop into downtown Mattawan. And again, we have the address where it's supposedly going to be or where they're trying to get it. But there's a lot of people who are being very vocal about this and saying, like, we do not want this. They feel it's going to be dangerous for the kids traveling to school on half days. They're worried, obviously, about the amount of traffic that's going to be coming in. So let me know if you're listening from Mattawan, what your thoughts are. 978-1077. On this proposed gas station, this truck plaza, Casey's. I will say though, there's a lot of heated debate on this, but something tells me that this is just the wrong company. Like if there was a Buc-ee's trying to get into Mattawan, I think people might be a little bit more open to that idea. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhaus, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the Rocker. Released on this day in 1969 is the debut studio album and self-titled from Santana. Even though half of the album is all instrumental, they had such a massive following leading up to their eventual historic performance at Woodstock earlier that month. Songs like Soul Sacrifice, Evil Ways, and Django became instant hits. This is a staple. It needs to be in your collection. Pick it up and give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR. 1077 RKR, the Rocket Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. I was recently scrolling through Facebook and I saw a new event that was going to be happening in October, and it's called Witches in the Woods. This is going to be taking place in Galesburg. You can actually check out the 1077 RKR app. We've got a link to the event page as well. And I'm taking a look at this, and there was a lot of people asking questions about some of the information that was on this event page, and they thought it was a typo. But the catch to this is that even though this Witches in the Woods event has been announced now, they are about 14 months ahead of time, because this is actually happening in 2026. So if you take a look at it, you can get prepared. And they are also taking vendor applications right now to be a vendor at the event. Again, all the info is up here on the 1077 RKR app. Seems like Galesburg is a really cool place to hold an event like this, considering it's kind of in the woods. It kind of makes sense. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. So everybody who is from Plainwell area, remember Sam's Joint? This place was pretty historic, had the really unique decor and taxidermy throughout the restaurant. A lot of people say they had the best ranch dressing they've ever tasted in their entire life. However, there's a lot of history to this building at 675 10th Street in Plainwell. According to historians, saying the building was originally built as an inn back in the horse and buggy days. And that kind of checks out considering the history in nearby Cookeyville, as located along the Kalamazoo Grand Rapids stagecoach line. Well, there was a recent Kalamazoo, Michigan paranormal investigators of Sam's Joint, and they uploaded this video, and we have it on the 1077 RKR app. There seems to have been reports of former staff and visitors hearing disembodied voices or seeing lights or people in the windows of the scarcely occupied building. You can open up the 1077 RKR app and see for yourself. You can watch this video, see if you can find anything. I don't know. I've never personally been in this house, but it is pretty interesting. I'm wondering if it's haunted. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. We are supporting so many local restaurants in Southwest Michigan, and we want you to as well. We have got so many great deals lined up for you on the Seize the Deal tab at WRKR.com. You can get a $50 e-voucher to Russo Restaurante and Mercado for only $25. Very simple. These guys have been open for over 100 years. This is a over 100-year establishment this family has owned this business for. Not only that, but you got great places like the Tamale Kitchen. You got Brewster's Fine Food and Spirits. You've got Mi Pueblo. You got Dave's Bar. All these places, you can get two $25 gift certificates for only $50. So you seize the deal. You're going to get free money. You're supporting local business. These are limited, so make sure to get them up here on the Seize the Deal tab, WRKR.com. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. It's time to get this party started because we are joined in the Prairie Farm studio with Zoe Turner from BC Pizza. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you brought your child servant in here with
you. Oh my gosh. She's not my child. It's my work kiddo.
Your work buddy. Ryan. Yeah. Ryan, step up to the mic. Say what up to the millions and millions of the Ryan fans out there.
What's up? Yep.
Yeah. Ryan always slanging it over there at BC Pizza. You guys do a great job over there as well, as always. Tip of the hat because, I had a pizza, I think, last weekend. And just slap city. So, Mandy, everybody over there does an awesome job. So, thank you.
Yeah, I'm so proud of my team, especially my kiddo. I don't play favorites. Well, but I'm so proud of you.
You guys have feature pizzas of the month, but there's really, you guys are always kind of coming up with something new every week that you want to feature. And you gave me a sneak peek of what you got happening this weekend. And this sounds real dangerous.
Yeah, the steak and portobello pizza. Mm. With our homemade Southwest sauce. So it's like a Chipotle ranch, hand-shredded mozzarella. It has roast beef on it, onions, green peppers, red peppers, portobellas, and cheddar cheese. And I got to tell you, it's my absolute favorite pizza.
That is super dangerous. That's almost like a Philly cheesesteak almost.
Yeah, we do a Philly cheesesteak sub.
Right.
But that pizza is to die for.
Mm.
Yeah.
Steak and portobello together. It's so crucial.
Yeah, so if you like mushrooms and vegetables, it's your pie, man.
I was going to say, that's just one of the pizzas. Like, if you go to the buffet, you can pretty much just request that, right?
Yeah, at the buffet, you can request. I will put anything out there that's not wings.
Gotcha.
I'll even put a sub out there. It's going to be tiny little slices, but I'll put a sub out there. But yeah, like, we got that Monday through Friday, 11 to 2, and Wednesday, Thursday night from 5:30 to 7:30. So come out and request whatever you want to try to make sure you like it.
Awesome. Do you have any big orders coming up this weekend?
No, I don't think we have any, like, super big orders this weekend, no.
That's good. Nice little break. It'll leave you some time to pump out the regular orders.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess I do have Kids Empire in the morning, but that's not really big. But nice. Yeah. Yeah, it's still supposed to be a chill weekend, getting ready for the 30% off on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So from 4 to 8, my apologies, we have 30% off medium, large, and extra large pizza if you call or order online.
Awesome. Well, and that's 30% off, right?
Yep. Medium, large, and extra large.
Heck yeah. Awesome. Well, we are excited for that and excited to announce our new Workplace of the Week. Every single week, we throw a pizza party for people out there who are supporting local business and repping the rocker while you're at work. And we're going to let Ryan announce the new Workplace of the Week winner. So if you will, please do the honors.
Windmuller Incorporated.
Congratulations, Windmuller Electric out off of Sprinkle Road. You have won Workplace of the Week. We're going to throw you guys a pizza party, get that information from you. And yeah, we're going to hook it up for you next week. And Zoe, I think it's about that time. Well, first off, Ryan's your work kid.
He is my kid, so he is...
He is underage.
No beer today.
He is not a legal beer drinker.
I will be enjoying his beer.
He will be the designated driver. It's official. Thanks, Ryan.
Preach.
He's like, thanks for not giving me a choice, guys.
I would like to take this opportunity to express my fondness for a beer.
Good morning, my fellow Americans. It's Friday.
It's time to crack the first beer of the weekend with the Rocker Morning Show and Presidential Brewing Company.
On 107.7 RKR.
The Rocker.
Oh, yeah, baby! Hey. We out here, and we are about to crack this first beer of the weekend with Presidential Brewing Company. We are once again joined in the Rocker studio by the King of Crash. Yes. We got to come up with a name for that so that we can give you a nickname. Jake from Presidential, good morning.
Oh, that's so much better than that State Farm bozo. Yeah, good to see you guys. Nothing against State Farm, but Jake from State Farm, you can suck it. I don't like you. We're not friends.
Listen, Jake has been tormented by that jabroni for a long time.
I can't wear khakis anymore. If I wear a red t-shirt, like, oh, I hate that guy.
You've ruined it for Jake out here. Well, we're back for first beer of the weekend. We love having you in here, and we love when you come in with a really pretty-looking beer, and this is looking tasty. What do we got?
Yeah, so I decided to go with first cider of the weekend today. This is a new cider that we are putting out. This is a limited run for this time around, but we're kind of testing the waters here with something that we're calling Birdie Juice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what's the presidential theme behind this?
All of our ciders are actually tied to the first ladies.
Okay.
And so this one's tied to Lady Bird Johnson.
Oh.
And coincidentally, we also have a dog that we named after Lady Bird Johnson, and her name is Birdie. We did a beer for our other dog earlier this year that was a porter. Our other dog is named Porter. So right. We got Birdie and Porter at home, and we felt really bad about leaving Birdie out of the mix. So went with Birdie Juice on this one, and this cider is cherry focused.
Okay.
So this one's a lot of fun. We are starting to kind of toy with some cherry fruit in some of the things that we do. So this one it's obviously our cider base, and then we've got some cherry, there's a little bit of cranberry, and then also some pomegranate in this one, so.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, let's cheers it up. I gotta taste this.
Yeah, for sure.
Love me some cherry.
Yeah, I'm digging this one. This is a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let me describe this one to all you, to the RK Army out there. Oh, man. Okay. I like it because the moment you taste it, what I'm smelling is pure cherries, and I'm tasting it right away, too. It's really sweet, and then it ends very tart, but it's a very balanced tartness.
You know what it reminds me of? Is I get, like, some Jolly Rancher flavor just at the very end on this one.
Yes! Oh, my gosh!
And it's now cool because this is all real, like, these are all real fruits. This is, stuff that we get around here. We don't like fake fruit flavorings.
Right.
So whenever we're making our ciders and our beers with fruit stuff, it's real fruit puree that we're throwing right into the, it's like hundreds of pounds of fruit that we're dumping into these fermenters. It's ridiculous.
That makes me happy to know that you guys aren't just throwing like runts in there, you know? Like, yeah, these are banana runts. Hope you guys like them. No, yeah. That's why it really comes through too. This is easily one of the fruitiest and tastiest ciders you guys have ever made.
Yeah, this one's got a whole lot going on. Super excited to have this one. Like I said, this is a limited run, so we only have a little batch this time. But the idea would be, like, let's see how much people dig this one, and then we'll bring it back around probably next time or next year if this seems to kind of be a vibe, and I think it might be. So we're going to find out, but come and tell us today. Come out and try Birdie Juice. And get 50% off your first draft pour. And if you like it, let us know. We want to know if you think we should be making this one again.
Somebody, I don't know who, somebody drank all of the cider that was in my mug.
That is just rude.
I don't like that. So we got to get down to the bottom of that. Like somebody got down to the bottom of my mug. What's happening this weekend at Presidential Brewing Company?
Oh, man, tonight's going to be a lot of fun. We've got an amazing local band called the Out of Favor Boys. They're a blues kind of soul band, and we had them just the trio last year, but tonight we get to have the full band. We're super excited for that.
Sweet.
Amazing group. And then tomorrow we've got Trapped on MTV. This is kind of a cool tribute show. It's a group called Trapped on Mars that are playing, basically it's an 80s MTV set.
Oh, wow.
So all the biggest bangers from the 80s, like early 80s MTV, you know, all the Duran Duran, all of anything in that era is going to be liable to be played tomorrow night. And so I'm super excited for this. We're also doing another costume like we did last week. If you wear your 80s MTV outfit tomorrow, you're going to get any of our beers for $1. Just your first beer for $1.
Wow.
Yeah. So come out.
That is a hell of a hookup.
Come out, but make sure you wear costume because I want to see how goofy and like, I want to see somebody with some really big hair tomorrow.
Yes.
If nobody does big hair, I'll be disappointed in all of you and I'll tell you about it.
You gotta listen. He might even write another book at how disappointed he is on all of you.
I probably won't do that, but
well, it's gonna be a fun weekend. And as Jake said, 50% off your first pour tonight of this delicious cider. I killed this thing in like 30 seconds, guys. That's how good it was. So 50% off your first pour, and we're gonna hook it up for you with a $20 gift certificate to Presidential Brewing Company right now. On top of that, you're gonna get a little VIP table action to this weekend's festivities, these shows coming up. So 978-1077, caller number 7, you're going to win that $20 gift certificate and a VIP table to these shows this weekend as we cheers first cider beer of the weekend.
Cheers.
I don't have any left. This sucks. I guess I got to come out and get some.
That's all right, my we'll only see you option. Then.